I caught wind of this yesterday, and I know there are some news reports about it. But when you hear things phrased the way that they're phrased sometimes, you wonder, boy, should there be more attention paid? Is it necessary? Hear this coming from the World Health Organization, WHO, convened an urgent meeting yesterday amid an outbreak in Africa of one of the deadliest diseases known to man.
Everybody panicked.
I mean, yeah.
Sky's like, falling.
Isn't that the way it would sound? The leading health body brought experts from around the world together to discuss how to ramp up the development of vaccines and therapeutics for the Marburg virus. The Marburg virus? Never heard of the Marburg virus. Apparently it's been around since, if I have the story correctly, since 1967, actually. Now, it is rare, but it is deadly. And as the story continues, there are growing fears that the world could be caught off guard by the currently untreatable infection that kills up to 88% of the people it infects. The virus, considered a more dangerous cousin of Ebola, has already killed 9 people in Equatorial Guinea in the Central African nation's first outbreak, and more than a dozen others are believed to be infected. It's a highly infectious pathogen which causes some to bleed from their eyes.
Yeah.
And it's been touted as the next big pandemic threat. WHO, World Health Organization, describing it as epidemic prone. Is this language being used because of COVID? Trying to heighten awareness? It's very deadly, obviously, but reading some more of the story about its rarity and how long it's been around and how they're hoping to contain, I wonder if they're trying to get out in front in case something does become of this. They're going to say, hey, see, we warned you. We're dispensing information as quickly as possible. Don't want to be accused of not sounding alarms as necessary. The virus spreads by prolonged physical contact, it says, and they hope to have it controlled before it causes a larger outbreak. Well, let's hope so. This is interesting, though. It says in this story that contact tracing, which is a cornerstone of the response, so we have redeployed some COVID-19 teams that were there for contact tracing, and they've been retrofitted to help out in the Marburg virus outbreak.
This doesn't sound like it's airborne, then, if it's in physical contact?
No, direct, yeah, physical contact.
Right. Which, and I heard the word prolonged.
Yeah, prolonged.
So prolonged, right.
Yes. So that 4.5-minute kiss that you had underwater, that would be, that considered prolonged?
That would be prolonged, I think.
Maybe the water
don't
helped wash it away.
Don't be smooching under the water there. You might get the Marburg virus.
It says they're here that African fruit bats are the natural harborers of the virus. But, of course, the natural harborers don't appear to fall ill when they get affected. No.
No.
It's when it spills into primates, including humans, that it becomes lethal. Well, of course. Thank you, African fruit bats. We appreciate that. Thank you very much. But, yeah, it says it was initially detected back in 1967. There was an outbreak in Marburg, Germany, thus the Marburg virus, which is what it's known for. So, but just kind of a little further notes on this in the story. It says here that a couple of countries which border where the outbreak has taken place in Equatorial Guinea have already suspended some travel. So, there's early causes, obviously, in the very area that it's happening of concern, and they're doing what they can to try and avoid the outbreak. And then there's other talks in the story about developments of vaccines and things like that. But anyway, just by the language used, there's several stories out there, and all of them have to seemingly use the same type of very heightened awareness, shall we say.
See.
This is all attributed to the World Health Organization, the WHO.
Yeah. Right. Panic language.
Marburg virus. Panic language, or just wanting to make sure that everyone's aware just in case something happens.
Can you get anything? I mean, is there anything else that causes eye bleeding?
Well, let me try it. Come over here. Let me poke you.
other than
giving you two fingers right in the eye there,
yeah,
Curly.
Yeah, right.
Nothing you can find at the drugstore for that, I suppose.
I got to say, I've never gone
heard of bleeding of the eyes.
No.
Sounds like something from a horror movie.
Although I have heard of cases where people, and I can't recall what causes it, actually have tears Bleeding tears. But I'm trying to remember what was the cause of it. I don't think it was anything serious. It was just a result of something.
Right.
Well, I'm sure there are health experts more advanced than we certainly are. We're just providing you the news and the information as you'll become more aware of, or hopefully we'll become less aware because this doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope not.
Let's hope not, for the way it's described here.